We're talking to the boss of the company making the first fully at-home COVID-19 test kit approved for emergency use in the U.S. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. First, though, the U.S. and the U.K. are in negotiations to secure a mini-trade agreement aimed at reducing tariffs before President Trump leaves office. That's according to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who told the BBC he's hopeful a deal could see punitive tariffs on things like Scotch whiskey lowered. He said a new full-blown trade agreement with the U.K. is also extremely likely in the longer term, but several challenges stand in the way.
There are serious issues that we have to worry about. We have agricultural issues, standard issues. But on the positive side, we're both leaders in the world on digital trade, on financial services, and I think we can do an awful lot to write the rules together. Now, when will this happen? Obviously, our election has an impact. There's a short period of time they're going to have to try to wrap this up. It'll require compromise on both sides.
Mr. Lighthizer said the Trump administration is still planning to hit back against countries imposing what he called unfair digital services taxes on large U.S. tech companies. He also said he had no regrets in helping, quote, reorient the global trading system, which he said helps ordinary American workers rather than benefiting large corporations. Checking the numbers now, global stocks are largely higher on optimism over more fiscal stimulus coming in the U.S. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is up 0.3% today. Cryptocurrency Bitcoin, meanwhile, is surging more than 10% to a record high of $23,655. Analysts say demand is driven by investors looking to make quick gains and using it as a hedge against inflation. Meanwhile, the CAC 40 in Paris is holding steady this morning. In the last hour, the Élysée Palace announced President Emmanuel Macron tested positive for COVID-19. He'll isolate for 7 days and will continue to work and hold meetings via video conferencing. Well, in Brazil, the government says it'll start a mass COVID-19 vaccination program in February. The country has reported a record number of daily cases, with 70,000 people testing positive in the last day. President Jair Bolsonaro says $4 billion has been set aside to buy millions of doses of a vaccine once regulators there give their approval. The BBC's Leonardo Roja explains the elderly and frontline workers will be prioritized.
There are about 50 million people, and the plan is to have a mass vaccination plan. They would be dealt with in about 3 or 4 months, and then they would carry on with the rest of the population. And it's late with the vaccination and buying the vaccines because of politics of President Jair Bolsonaro so far. He famously dismissed it as a little flu, said the virus wasn't that important, and more important, would save more lives to keep the economy open. He's been under huge political pressure. Even people on his side are fearing the human and the economic impact of a second wave that's now coming. And I think also President Bolsonaro looked at what happened with President Trump in the United States that lost many votes because of his stance on the coronavirus. So it's a combination of political internal pressure and looking at what's happening there.
Leonardo Roca there. Earlier this week, the FDA gave emergency use authorization to the first at-home coronavirus test kit that doesn't involve a prescription. It returns a result within 15 minutes without having to be sent off to a lab for analysis. It's a technology 10 years in the making, with 96% accuracy in clinical trials and developed by an Australian company called Allume. Founder and chief executive Dr. Sean Parsons told me what makes his kit different from others on the market.
I founded the company in 2010 after the swine flu pandemic, and we set out to create high-performance diagnostics to enable the detection of common infectious diseases like flu, especially focused on the ones that could cause pandemics. And so when the COVID pandemic struck, we were a long way down the road at having created this core technology, refined it in making a home flu test over many years. We'd used the core technology in other areas, including big partnerships with companies like QIAGEN and GlaxoSmithKline. The technology was well advanced, which meant that we could move quite swiftly to create the home COVID test. And what makes us different is that all of the analysis happens in this single-use analyzer, which is really the brains of the test. It's got all of the biologicals and the assay components, as well as the electronics and optics, in order to be able to interpret that result. And then it communicates that result to your phone. What's neat is that we've been able to miniaturize this, make it high performance yet affordable and compatible with an over-the-counter product.
So it'll be about $30 for people in the U.S. and it won't require a prescription. How quickly do you think you can get it onto shelves?
We hope to have it on shelves in February. Obviously, the retail opportunity is an important one where people can buy it from a major pharmacy chain like a CVS or Walgreens, or ultimately, we'd love to see the product in the UK in a Boots or a Lloyds. But there are other places where we believe we can do important benefit, particularly in terms of large employers, the hospital situation in particular, where the staff are essentially constantly exposed to COVID, and being able to screen hospital healthcare workers is an important mechanism of trying to reduce the transmission of COVID. And lastly, there are uses of the product in trying to enable important sporting events and other cultural events where people are in close proximity.
And to do that, you've already started ramping up manufacturing capacity there in Australia. So when it comes to other parts of the world, are you working with other governments to approve these test kits in other countries?
The primary focus has been the US to date. We will be looking to go further afield internationally through 2021. However, on the back of the support from the National Institutes of Health RADx program, who gave us a $30 million grant earlier this year, we're very focused on manufacturing our product and bringing it to the US as quickly as we can.
Dr. Sean Parsons, the founder and CEO of Allume, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Great to talk.
Well, you can head to marketplace.org for more with Dr. Parsons. And while you're there, you can browse all of our coverage on the challenges of getting a coronavirus vaccine to the world. Just click on the Fast Track tab at the top of the page. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.